This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Oh, Heavenly Father, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that as I bring this word, your love would flow so strongly and so powerfully into your beloved children as they listen and bear attention. Let your spirit flow, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah and glory to God. If you've got your Bible open, please open it to Colossians, the fourth chapter. And we're going to really look at verse 2, specifically verse 2. I may breach into other verses, but I want to look at verse 2. And it says this. Paul is talking to the church in Colossus. He says, devote yourselves to prayer with an alert mind and a thankful heart. I'll say that again. Devote yourselves to prayer with an alert mind and a thankful heart. You see, if we devote ourselves to prayer in this way, it brings holiness closer. We want to be set apart for Almighty God. We want to be a channel for His peace and His love. Because if we are a channel for His peace and His love, then everywhere we go and every person we meet will recognize that peace and that love. They can't fail to. I was staying at a friend's house not that long ago, and I noticed one thing about this person's house. When I walked in, I felt the peace and the love of Almighty God. That was very prevalent, and very, very prevalent in that house. And so therefore, this friend has already begun a wonderful journey into holiness, to be set apart for Him. Paul's saying here, devote yourselves to prayer. Now, when I hear that, I think to myself, devoting myself to prayer, that means, oh no, oh Lord, that means I've got to pray all the time. I can't stop praying. I've got to keep on praying all of the time. I don't know how I can do that. No, beloved, no. And I say again, no. Devoting yourself to prayer simply means saying that you will pray. You will communicate. You are trying to have a relationship with your Heavenly Father. And during this relationship, you need to converse. You need to have conversations. If you don't have any conversation at all, then how can there be a relationship? I've said this dozens of times, and I'll carry on saying it until I'm blue in the gills or I draw my final breath. Communication brings relationship. Say that after me. Communication brings relationship. If I devote myself to somebody, what I'm doing is I'm saying, I'm devoting myself to you, therefore I want a relationship with you. I want to be with you all the time. I want to talk to you as much as I possibly can. As much as I, watch that, possibly can. If it's not possible for me to speak to this person I'm devoted to, then I can't speak to that person. It just simply means that you are making a declaration that you want to have this relationship to be ongoing. You want this to continue all the time, and that is what devotion to prayer is all about. Are you hearing me today? This devotion is so important because without it, as I say, there is a communication breakdown, and that communication no longer exists. And therefore, how can you say that there is a relationship that is existing? Paul is just saying to us, you need to communicate. You need to communicate on a regular basis with your Heavenly Father. Now, we're not religious here. We're not saying you've got to pray 4 or 5 times a day. You need to pray when you wake up. You need to pray when you go to sleep. You need to pray at lunchtime. You need to pray over your food. I'm not saying that. I'm saying I just want to speak to my dad. I want to pick up the phone and say, Dad, I've got a problem. I don't know how to get out of this one. What do you think I should do? And as you listen for that still small voice, you will know that you know that you know that your daddy is speaking to you. Why? Because you have a communication. Because you can hear his voice. You can hear what he says to you. Because you have devoted yourself to this relationship with your daddy. And he says to you, my child, you are so precious to me. You are honored, and I love you. And he says, listen to that still small voice. In Jesus' name, listen to that still small voice. Devote yourselves to prayer with an alert mind. In other words, don't think you're going to be able to communicate with Almighty God if you're just about to fall asleep because you're absolutely shattered. God knows that. God knows that. I know this too. God communicates to you even when you are sleeping. Some years ago, I had a problem. I had a serious, serious problem, and I didn't know what was going on. I needed help from Almighty God, and I said, Lord, help me. And I'd said this on a few occasions, Father, help me. I need to know. And he sent me a series of dreams. And those dreams, it was very clear what God was saying. He was so clear, crystal clear. And I give him glory for that. Devote yourselves to prayer with an alert mind, and watch this, and a thankful heart. This is so important. This is so important. I've said this as well on a number of occasions. You can't simply continue to give God a shopping list. You can't look at him as though he's Harrods store. Or if he's Macy's. Listen, your Heavenly Father cares very, very much about you. He loves you more than you will ever know. His word clearly says how much he loves you. You are precious to me. You are honored. And I love you, says Isaiah 43 and the 4th verse. He really does devote his entire self to you because he loves you so, so much. And therefore, why would you just turn to your Father, whom you say that you love, and give him a constant shopping list? You know, if I rang my dad up and said, listen, Dad, I need some more money. I know you've given me money in the past, but I need some more money. I'm in trouble here. He might say yes once or twice, but I know this, my dad would get very, very fed up if I kept asking him for things all of the time. And I'm not saying your Heavenly Father would ever get fed up with you. I'm not saying that at all. But what I am saying is, can't you consider just being thankful for what he has done already and continues to do? He doesn't stop pouring his blessings out on you. You may well look at things and think, you know, I don't know where I'm going with this. I don't know what to do with this. Oh no, what are we going to do? We are developing Worship TV, as you know. And we were due to record programs this weekend. It didn't happen because we had a breakdown of equipment, breakdown of leads, breakdown of cameras, and it got very fraught and very frustrating. And Martin said to me, you know, it's almost as though someone doesn't want us to do this. And I said, yes, you're right, Martin. That is Satan, the evil one. He doesn't want us to do this. And so therefore, I said, we have two choices. We can stop what we're doing, or we can continue and push through and push through and push through some more. And Martin said, oh, if we had three new cameras that would work properly, it would be so wonderful. And I said, yes, it really would. It would make life so much easier. And then Martin said this. You know, perhaps God was preparing us and saying your equipment at this moment isn't good enough. You need to make sure that it is fully functioning, because if you don't, halfway through one of your programs, it will break down. Be sure that it's working correctly. And I believe that was Almighty God saying, you weren't prepared enough. Beloved, listen to your Heavenly Father. Devote yourself to prayer and be thankful. Thankful for what He has done. Thankful for the blessings. I am so thankful to you, Father, for what you have done in my life and you continue to do. And I give you all the honor and the glory and the power. And I declare this, Lord, publicly now. I love you and I adore you. Come into my life, Lord Jesus, and make me fresh and new. And I will continue to follow you for the rest of my life, world without end. Amen and amen. And I give thanks, and I am joyful that I can say and I can declare, I am your follower, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name.